Mr. President, you know.
Oh, Governor Waller.
Oh, Governor Harvey.
Well, Jim, all right. I had a man here, John Stennis.
John Johnson, me and Nick Johnson, me.
Go on, sit down.
I'm trying to keep you waiting. I'll get someone here. I'm gonna sit here.
George Washington and the Democrats.
I hope you say that.
That's right.
Jesus, but I do. George gets you some halfway.
check out an all officer fire master.
We have seen that being approved with American Legion, Bank of America, or Section 5, 7, 10,000 dollars. Would like to come, if you just, you know, if you go in for state to, yes, you go in for the country, others, to recall with that connection, right? Now, this is beach practice, yes, sir. This may make these, but it has the same deal as connected these to be inspected.
What is that?
And we would like to see a lot of acreage of complex head where your outdoor recreation facilities could be the same complex as camping and, boating, fishing and aquariums and marine and exhibits and educational things and, education speaking, gentlemen, I think we could, offer a junior college as well. Of course, students go to school, sports arenas, basketball and things like that, where they have area of tournaments and things that would be, and then ice shows and, plays and things that would cause a thing that we could have there to help that area. And we would be in New Orleans and Mobile, we would have an amicable subject that they do.
I know.
And they've not had our office, you know, the sports center, the hotel, the Super Bowl games, that Mobile, of course. I would down there for dedication or something. Water over there somewhere. Oh, Jesse, I'm there for cars. And,
That would be.
Yeah, that would be. But, one thing I'd like to say is this, that, and I don't say this because Jimmy's here, but it would be very difficult, because I look back at it, it isn't just this book, this time. If it weren't for, the two missionaries, senators, Kennedy Quinn and Johnson, on national security votes, and on some other votes that all part of the, sublimated countries, it would be very difficult for me to run this, office. These halls have stood up over and over again. I mean, my God, they tried to torpedo our efforts to get an honor on into Vietnam, our efforts to keep the strength of the country up. And if the way that meet the Russians and not have any, we wouldn't have any discussion then, you know. And these halls are reinvigorated. And I must say, John Stennis is deserved five marks for this. I know that, you know, he doesn't like to fight as much as Dick Russell used to. Dick Russell, that exterior was quite a, John likes him, and he's done great, that's the only thing, he has. And that Jim here is, trouble is, Jim thinks my, core opponents are too conservative. You told me they're too liberal. I think they're different, what do you think, Jim?
I think he's probably a man to the job, and you can do it.
I didn't say anything like this all the way through. You know, I'll tell you this, in my view, I just went back, I don't know whether it used to be useful, but I had to attend my writing on here, make a study of the editorials in the New York Times and the Washington Post at the time William Lowe Douglas was appointed to the court by Franklin Roosevelt. It was Roosevelt's fourth appointment to the court. Douglas was 40 years of age. His only experience in government was on the SEC. He was a good lawyer, he's bright, for what I know is that. The editorial raved about what a brilliant appointment it was. They raved about the fact that Roosevelt had changed the whole character of the court. Not one word about philosophy, not one word about qualification, not one word about experience. So it shows you that I was saying, now we might call him reckless, just as smart as Douglas, you know what I mean? Not easy. Oh, yes, I've practiced records in college, he's just as good as the other, not that proves everything. But he's just as smart, but he's conservative. And we can change the court too, I hope, if we have a middle to the basket gun.
I've been waiting for this promise for 3 years.
Oh, really? But I'm ready. And Paul's got to be a good man. You like him, don't you?
He is.
I appreciate him.
Good man.
Sleeps up tonight in that week's bill. He's 40, he's the right age. He could be on there 20, 25 years. And boy, he is tough, smart. And I think
conservative, that must make you wonder.
I think you do, but I do too, instead of you not.
Do they? But when you saw him, because I had, you saw him just up there for a few days, it was pretty dreadful.
How do you know I saw where you're headed, correct?
Did he?
Really perfect, yes. Because I noticed the news summary said you praised him, and I,
how many votes, are you gonna have against him?
Scott, I mean, four, five. Well, I saw Scott with friends, and they were in Chicago. And Haney would, was voted out, we had, the votes of Senator Trump. People, now they hold up on it.
Yep.
Could it be Renz? Never, I would not. I don't wonder if they can.
Who are they gonna get? I don't think they're gonna get the Republicans to run off like they did before.
Well, in media, they will get. Losing votes. Union to get two. Said, I don't know two, and I said, who are they, besides you? He said, no, said, I get rid of Jennings, I'm dead, never dead. I had a case of chance.
Let me tell you that, Paul, you're not understanding. Let me tell you this, though. The car's all there, which is the problem. I thought it was an end, and a disgrace for the danger.
It was a disgrace. He was a decent man. And, you know, to take the refugees, direct a fine man like that, and taking the pieces that are some stinking little, what was it? Sort of guy, they just got us all, apparently.
Oh.
And yet, some of the big, the week after, to return down. I was approved in New York to return, and said he would vote against the ship in Scootie. That vote was at 9:00. But he came in my office 2 or 3 days after that, said, and I said, I won't stop trying to see my friend, so I will get him.
This was Hansford?
Yeah, I told him I might let you leave.
I said, no, not yet.
First of all, shouldn't have been on top of it.
If you never gone to my boss's shop.
Did he own a spot at home, which had a support?
Any suggestion, never give himself.
There's any stretch, I think that's one of the things Burger does, he takes the hell off the television. You know, I mean, he doesn't go, he shouldn't make speech.
I tell, don't you agree?
The television is a, is for the, political man, we have to. But I think that, I think Judge ought to, I don't know, for example, Jeff, I, as you know, I am totally against this proposition of televising courtroom procedures.
But you, yes,
just fight it right to the line. They start doing that. They, well, let me say, a defendant has nothing problem. Look at that poor defendant with those television lights on. It'll be a miscarriage of justice that you've never seen.
Does it change your whole system of justice?
Does it ever happen? I trust it never will. Well, let me say, we can clear out on this up there, but you're, what I started to say a moment ago, that because of what your two senators have done to this country, that I ought to do what we can with Mississippi. I said when, at one time, I said that I just don't believe in this nonsense to the effect that we have first class and second class states. I've been in Mississippi. People there are great people. They're proud people. And they produce fine political leaders. And frankly, I would like to have nominated and I just what will happen in elections and so forth. But I can assure you one thing. One time when I'm probably quite liable to do campaigns. That's about all I can say. And you have all said it.
No, but seriously, I
do what you want to do, you know.
maybe that, hey, your man was very nice there, and Dunner, and that, not his name,
Arne?
That's right.
What did he name?
He was governor of Sixty.
Right.
He was elected.
I remember that.
I spoke, as a matter of fact, I remember that meeting so well, they were very nice. But I spoke in the capital sense, so, we were doing, and that beautiful, those columns.
Right.
One of the most beautiful capitals in the world, they have, beautiful type plane in that time, and, that's sometime I'll come back there.
We had, we take another.
Yes, sir, we're gonna take.
Well, yeah, that's, you got a man who's had the chance to care, and said,
really?
Most people say, don't bother, I would go for other reasons.
We've already decided that, new officers, that he'd come and pay him, but he moved out, and then moved to Mississippi.
Wait, he also, I went to two primaries in Mississippi, one at the corner, and then the general election against Edward, and I've been in about an 8 month period, may not be where I'm going with it.
What is there, who's you recognize, I should know.
Everybody, rather than the governor, Sullivan, and five other people, seven,
Where did you start?
District attorney.
District attorney?
That's the only.
You a lawyer?
Yes, sir.
Do you think lawyers are better than being a public man?
I think it's the one I can't find out.
You get your legal presence, here's your presidential complex. Here's something, what, you a golfer?
Well, dead tan, but I can say that
I'm wrong. That's your golf ball, that's for your wife.
Thank you.
Jim, how many secretaries do you have?
Eight? Always good at your service.
How many do you have?
Two.
You're a private officer.
Yeah, you're gonna rock it.
My own business.
Right.
It's expensive stuff, too, it's a creep size.
I'm trying to block him off so I can both around questions.
Yes, it does go to work, yeah. Well, actually, I do most formal things here, but I have another office across the street in the old office building. I have the always used library, that's where Jim and I can put that front of the computer. Sensibility is fine. Let me show you a couple of things about it.
First day, so I was sitting there, and then my evening,